This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
All right, we are halfway home on a Friday. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Great to be here with you. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel, the executive producer. And, of course, Benjamin Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor and the smoothest operator in the business as it pertains to transitioning from segment to segment. Somebody just gave you those props in the chat. I wanted to give you those props as well. The Segway Master.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Now, let's see it in action.
All right, joining us right now... we're just going to go the direct route. It's Friar Friday, and Eric Gruppner is the CEO of the Padres and joins us right now on 97.3 The Fan, one of my least smooth segues ever, but still good to welcome Eric to the program. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, Ben and Steven. How are you guys?
Doing well, man. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Do you do the new, like, how many trips a year do you go on as the CEO?
Great question. That's one of the most common questions I actually get asked when, you know, meeting somebody and they find out what I do for a living. So I would say I am probably on at least half the road trip.
Wow. Okay. More than I thought.
I was in New York. Had to come back a little early for an event back here. But I was actually in Miami for the F1 race the weekend before. So I was not in Pittsburgh. But I do try to get out on the road and see other venues, other events. You know, there's always things that we can learn from other teams and other venues. So I try to do a little bit of both when I'm on the road. And then, you know, we have a lot of corporate sponsorship partners in New York and Chicago and other cities that we travel to. And then just, you know, continuing to build relationships throughout the league when we travel is an important part of the job. And then, you know, being there with the team and everything that we do around playing baseball games. So, yeah, I'd say about half the road trips.
Well, it's too bad you didn't go to Pittsburgh because you could have learned a lot about what not to do. Like, don't cover up Tony Gwynn's number.
Right.
Don't wreck all those bricks. I've got a brick out there. You better not wreck it and throw it in a dump. You see that stuff around the league, Eric. And it's, you know, we're blessed to have and have had good ownership here, committed ownership. Certainly makes your job a lot easier. Not that it's easy by any stretch, but it makes it a lot easier. I do feel for a lot of these teams in Major League Baseball. And, of course, I feel for the fan bases in Pittsburgh and, you know, Colorado, where we're heading next. It's kind of a tough look sometimes.
Yeah, I think fundamentally fans want to know that they have ownership and a team that's committed to trying to win and trying to win a championship. I mean, that's the business that we're in. And so I know a lot of other teams have reasons why for a period of time, you know, they may be building for the future, you know, trying to build their farm system and, you know, like the Orioles have sort of done effectively, try to create a critical mass of talent that comes up to the big league level that's under team control for a lot of years. Then you build a core and you make some signings around that. So there's, you know, a lot of different strategies that different teams pursue over time, but the years when fans don't feel like you are a winning team or a team that can compete for a championship are tough years to navigate. And yeah, I do feel for the fans and, you know, in some of those cities where I think probably the fans don't feel like their team has a legitimate chance from day one to win. And I think the commissioner and others have also talked about how as a game and as a league, you know, we do need to try to create as much competitive balance and parity across the league, because ideally you'd go into the season with 30 fan bases and 30 markets all feeling like, as they do in some other major professional sports, that they've got a legitimate shot to win a championship or may only be a year away from being competitive for a championship. And I think that's a good sign of health for a league. And, you know, I think something that we could be better at as a league than we are right now.
So I do want to know what the internal buzz, your front office colleagues, after Mike Schilt's ejection on Monday night in New York, and how the team responded to that with maybe the most dramatic win of the season.
Yeah, so I was in New York and spent a little time with Mike and AJ in Mike's visiting manager office after that happened. after it got that snatchback win, which was great and exciting, and you know, unfortunately, just came up a little short. I mean, not a little short in the second game, but a little short in the third game. And our bullpen, which has been so good all year, really the best in Major League Baseball, had a couple of games where they didn't hold leads. And I expect we're going to get back to the bullpen that we've seen up to that point. But yeah, it was a great win. I think Mike is committed as a leader to his players. I think I heard you guys chatting a bit about that the other day.
Yeah.
You know, he's very much a player-focused manager and tries to cultivate an environment and a culture in the clubhouse where the players feel like he has their back, and ultimately he's there to try to help support and guide their success and the collective success as a team. And I think that was a good example of Mike doing exactly that. I know we all probably have watched the John Boy breakdown of that.
So
the guy does an amazing job of lip reading. I hope I'm never caught on camera,
100%.
You know, saying anything, because he's gonna nail it. But yeah, I think what came through in that dialogue was, you know, Mike does try to be respectful of umpires, respectful of the game, and you know, run a clean dugout and a dugout that's not constantly chirping, which starts to become counterproductive. Clearly he felt like things weren't handled the way that they should have been handled. And when Mike gets fired up, as you guys know, you're going to hear about it. And I think we got to see that on full display. It was a bit of a yard sale, right? The paper, then the pens, then the glasses. And so I told him I thought he had a little Earl Weaver in him when I saw him after the game, and he laughed about that.
It was fantastic. We're joined by CEO of the San Diego Padres, Eric Grubner, here on Ben and Woods this morning. You know, the thing that irks me, it probably irks you too, and probably irks everybody in the organization, I think I saw after the series in New York, it was a national writer. They all run together, Morosi, Nightingale, Heyman, one of them. Hey, Michael King, free agent potentially after this year. Could a return to the Bronx be imminent? And, you know, you see what Michael King's done in a Padres uniform. You see what kind of person he is. You know him. He's just the greatest guy. I mean, when you guys look at that, and I know this isn't necessarily your department, Eric, but does that irk you as well? That you know, a lot of the teams are still looking to kind of rob the Padres or maybe come after one of our guys. And how confident do you feel about bringing a guy like Michael King back next season?
Yeah, you know, we're focused right now on trying to win a World Series championship
for
this
sure.
year. And, you know, we've got a number of players that are coming into their last year of club control this year, and Michael's one of them. And Michael's been outstanding for us. I think he's a big piece of the Soto trade that came back that continues to benefit us. And you said it. I mean, he's just as good of a pitcher as he is, he's an even better, you know, individual. And I've really enjoyed getting to know him and his wife, Sheila. And, you know, he's got a really bright future in our game, and I hope he continues to wear the Padres uniform after this year. But that's going to be one of, you know, a lot of decisions that are going to be there for us in the off season. But, yeah, I mean, look, I think it's a testament to the fact that we've got a lot of great players on this team, some of whom are going to go into free agency next year that are going to be really attractive to other teams. And it doesn't really bother me. I mean, I think it just proves the point
you know, we've remained committed to putting together a team that's capable of winning a World Series championship. And the only way you do that is by having a lot of players that are really attractive to other teams. And if you can do that, you know, you're probably doing it right. And I think Michael's one of them. But it's, you know, he deserved better, obviously, in his start in New York. You know, he pitched a great game. And once again, our bullpen has been lights out and kind of had a uncharacteristic, you know, night or two there. But, yeah, I mean, he's a big game pitcher. I think you've seen that in the postseason. You saw that him going back kind of home for him, you know, having grown up on the East Coast. Yep. And having been in the Yankee system. And that's an intangible quality for pitchers that is hard to overestimate, just because, you know, you need those guys in October to step up and pitch big games in big moments, and Michael has the ability to do that.
Well, 10 games above 500 is terrific, but even better when you think did a lot of that with Jackson Merrill on the injured list. I'm sure it was great to see him back. I mean, what a kid. He's 22 years old, and I mean, the Padres have really seemingly struck gold with Jackson Merrill. So excited, obviously, about the extension earlier. And now, not official, but expecting Jake Cronenworth back, but potentially as soon as today. That's a big lift for the team this week.
Yeah, huge lift. I think, to your point, you know, we've been able to weather the storm. We had a lot of injuries that all kind of hit us in quick succession. And now to have those guys coming back, I mean, Jackson Merrill continues to just do nothing but impress. You know, to have been, you know, on the IL as long as he was, rehabbing a hamstring, which can always be tricky with the soft tissue injuries, and then to come back and absolutely pick up where he left off. And I think we're hoping and expecting to see that from Jake Cronenworth, who's a pro, and you know, I think he's going to come back and have a big impact right away. And then we got some really good news on Yu Darvish yesterday.
Ooh.
You know, he threw several innings in Arizona and looked really good. And so a little bit of a discussion internally right now whether he needs a rehab start or if he's ready to just come right back, which would bring him back a little bit sooner. So, you know, I think having these key pieces get healthy and come back and pick up at the, for many of them, at an all-star level, including Luis Arraez, you know, is a huge jolt. And we're going to need all of it. I mean, the NL West is an absolute gauntlet this year. You've got four teams essentially competing realistically for at most three playoff spots, you know, if both wild cards were to come from the NL West. And it's going to be a battle to, I think, till the last day of the season, between the Dodgers, the Giants, the Diamondbacks, and us. And we're starting to face a lot of those teams, including the Dodgers here coming up. And so to be at full strength is going to be a good thing, and hopefully we can continue to avoid additional injuries and get all these guys back.
Yeah, no doubt. Been a really fun team to watch, Eric. Talking to Eric Grubner here on Ben and Woods this morning. And the fans certainly have had fun watching. They're packing Petco Park on a nightly basis, actually on a daily basis. They're coming out in droves during the day, which is just insane to me. I love it. This has really become, people are really invested in this team, and really honestly, living and dying every day, which you can't do. You can't do. I've learned that in my time doing this. It is a long season, certainly, but got to be encouraged about the fan support that you're getting from the Friar faithful out there.
Yeah, we continue to just be so incredibly grateful for our fans, the way that they've shown up, continue to show up and support this team. You know, we're currently number two in attendance in baseball, you know, behind only a team that shall go unnamed to the north of us that has about 12,000 more seats in their ballpark than we do. And so we couldn't ask more from our fans. And they're clearly engaged, as you mentioned, and excited about this team, excited about the potential of what this team can continue to accomplish into the postseason. And it's Petco Park's just a great environment. It's rocking, as you said, every night, every day. You know, we're averaging over 42,000 fans a game, which is, you know, already on a pace that surpasses where we were at last year. And last year we set, you know, a new franchise record for attendance, which we had, you know, set the year before. So we're in a really good spot right now in terms of just how amazing our fans are, the support that they're providing for this team, and just how much fun they're having when they come to the ballpark, which is great. You know, and with the new road trip, the next homestand after this road trip coming up, we've got a couple of pretty fun things for the fans. You know, we've got a bucket hat giveaway. It's a reversible bucket hat.
That looks so good in it. So good.
Yeah.
I still wear my Joe Musgrove one.
It was made for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's going to be on Wednesday, May 14th. So you can come out and watch us play the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
Yes.
And pick up that reversible bucket hat. And then we're going to kick off formally the Vetter Cup against the Mariners with a three-game series that's dubbed as a rivalry weekend. And, you know, we're doing that in partnership with Eddie Vetter. There's going to be a really cool traveling trophy, which is one of his guitars that he's specially designing for this Vetter Cup between us and the Mariners. And also going to be doing some good by supporting a charity that Eddie and his wife Jill have supported for years, which focuses on a pretty rare skin disease that they're trying to discover treatments for. It's called EB. I'm not going to try to pronounce it. We'll just go with EB. But yeah, EB. So going to do some good along the way and kind of create a really, I think, unique and fun rivalry theme between us and Seattle that our fans had started informally years ago. You know, Eddie grew up in San Diego, went to San Diego Academy, and then obviously, you know, hit his big career trajectory up in Seattle with the grunge rock movement and Pearl Jam. So we're going to see who owns Eddie Vetter from a baseball perspective here after we get done playing the six games between us and the Mariners. And you may ask, so six games, what do you do if there's a tie? We're actually going to go to run differential.
Yes,
and
favorite.
If that doesn't determine it, we're going to go to exit velocity.
Wow.
An idea to tie it to EV, Eddie Vetter. So average exit velocity from the two teams over those six games.
Not EB, EV.
EV.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm
sorry. We got EBs, we got EVs.
To benefit
it's
EB.
Exit velocity.
And we got EJ tonight.
Yeah, are you going to see Lord Elton tonight?
I am going to see Lord Elton tonight. Yes, Sir Elton John.
Sir, I'm
so
sorry. Yes, played, Sir Elton.
No, yeah, you're good. He may be a Lord as well.
He
I don't
could
know.
Be.
But, yeah, he's going to be playing the ballpark tonight. If anybody's still looking for a ticket, they are available. That's also for a great cause. The proceeds are going to be – portion of the proceeds are going to be benefiting CureBound, formerly Padres Pedal the Cause, which is a great charity that's been – raising millions of dollars every year that go directly into local cancer research, trying to find a cure for cancer. So if you want to come enjoy some great music and see an Elton John show and also support cancer research here in San Diego, come down to Petco Park tonight for the concert, and it's going to be a good time.
All right. If you see Mrs. Woods and her friends tonight, no, you didn't, because I think they're going to be it's Mother's Day weekend. They're going to be cutting loose, so just kind of turn the other way and don't hold me responsible for her actions, Eric. All right? I'm not responsible for what she and her girls do tonight at Petco Park.
You're right, right.
All right?
Because I'm sure it would be so much better if you were there.
If it was just me and my crew. I'm pretty well behaved inside. I kind of look at it as a place of business.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite Elton John song, Eric?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I have a lot of favorite Elton John songs, actually. It's pretty cool when you start to listen to his musical catalog.
Yeah.
You realize how many hits that guy has.
Yeah.
It's really unbelievable. But I think Someone Saved My Life tonight.
Yeah,
you know, it's that's a song that I've always really enjoyed. But yeah, it should be a great show tonight. He's played the ballpark a few times before, and he always puts on a great show.
Thank you, Eric, very much.
Thank
Good
you,
luck
buddy.
To the Padres this weekend in Colorado.
All right. Appreciate it, guys.
Thanks,
Take
man.
Care.
Eric Gruppner, CEO of the Padres. I'm a Goodbye Yellow Brick Road guy.
I'm a Daniel guy and a Rocket Man guy. I'm not a, I'm not a Candle in the Wind guy.
We know.
Maryland was found in
either
the
version.
Either. Any versions. Whatsoever.
Your song, probably my favorite.
Your song is beautiful.
That is, oh, that's a good
beautiful.
One.
Saturday night's all right for fighting.
Yeah,
it's great. It's great. But
Friday night's all right.
Yeah, Friday night, Hannah. Be careful out there tonight. No fist fights, please. It still is a place of business, as far as I'm concerned.
All right, we did have some news. Did you catch it?
If you
missed
it,
we will rehash the news that Eric Gruppner shared on your San Diego Padres.
Blue eyes.
After a quick check of traffic, more Ben and Woods on the way on
Blue
San Diego's
eyes.
Number one sports
Goodbye,
station.
Tier ones.
97.3 The Fan.
And the captain commercial found in the nude.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have we just been Russia-fied?
You have just been Russia-fied.
Thank you.
God, I love that band.
Thanks again to...
Today's Tom Sayi.
Thanks again to Padres CEO Eric Grubner, who not only joined us and, you know, talked about the upcoming homestand and the road trip and his visit to New York and Elton John, but shared with some actual news with 97.3 The Fan listeners. So
we got some really good news on Yu Darvish yesterday. You know, he threw several innings in Arizona and looked really good. And so a little bit of a discussion internally right now, whether he needs a rehab start or if he's ready to just come right back, which would bring him back a little bit sooner.
See? Okay, so, yeah, we knew that you was going to throw in Peoria yesterday. It was an up-and-down session against live batters. I think three innings was the plan. Eric said, obviously, it went well, maybe even better than they hoped, because the speculation, at least, was the next step for you, Darvish, would likely be one or two minor league rehab starts, stretch him out a little bit, and then possibly be ready for a return to the big leagues by the end of May.
Yeah.
At least internally, Eric says that they may just skip that step, which would mean possibly, you know, maybe one more session just to get a few more pitches under his belt, and then he could be back in, I don't know, maybe as little as 10 days or so.
Sure.
I mean, that's at least what I got from that comment from Eric Grubner. Now, they may decide, yeah, we still want to send him down for a start just to get him comfortable again, but the discussion at least is there about a sooner than later return for Yu Darvish.
I would look forward to that very much. I am a big Yu Darvish fan.
Well, you get Yu Darvish back. That's huge, clearly. Experienced pitcher like that, you know, effective. But when you have a King, Cease, Darvish, Pivetta rotation, it gives you some flexibility there. And it gives you some competition there. Randy Vasquez right now is, by default, he's got to be pitching every fifth day for the Padres. That would no longer be the case. If it's Steven Kolek is the guy who's throwing well, he may be your fifth starter. If Kyle Hart comes back and he's looking good, you could have him in the mix. You could have an Omar Cruz, some young guys. You can truly make that into, hey, who gives us the best chance to win on this fifth day? And you don't have to stick with anybody as your fifth starter as long as you've got those four guys who all are, you know, potential, you know, number one, number two guys in Major League Baseball right now as your one through four. That's an incredible way to start any series.
Yeah, and again, it's baseball, unfortunately, sometimes has a way of making decisions for you. So, you know, you want to get as many guys in the stable as you can, Ben. And if somebody goes down, great. Then you have somebody else to step in that has some experience in starting, like a Kolek, like a Vasquez. But, you know, ultimately, it's a great thing if Yu Darvish comes back. Ultimately, a great, great thing for the San Diego Padres. You need as many horses in the stable as you can have. So I love the man. I want to see him pitch again, and I want to see him pitch well.
You've got a picture of him right behind you.
We
you
sure
can
do.
Say hi to him
Sweet
right
angel.
There.
I love that dude.
You, Darvish, always looking over your shoulder
kindest,
every morning.
One of the kindest men I've ever met. Just as kind as can be.
Yes, he's a gentleman.
Yes.
And it'll be nice when he returns to the mound for the San Diego Padres. All right, at the bottom of the hour, really get to kind of reset everything because of Eric Rupner's 8 o'clock visit. So why don't we do a restart when we come back.
We'll push Take on Woods.
Yeah.
And we'll push Take on Woods, obviously, because it was a little short segment. So we can play that as well. Do you want people to call in now, or do you want to... like you do it at 8:50?
Yeah, we'll hold off for a few minutes.
All right, we'll get you don't have to dial up yet. We'll let you know when to call in for Take on Woods. And then we still have an hour and a half left of Ben and Woods on a Friday on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Quickly, gang, it is Woodsy for Loan Pronto. If you're a homeowner right now and you're stressed about money keeping you up at night, you know, finances are a little tough. You've run up those credit cards, which happens, man. The monthly payment not making a dent. Time to call Loan Pronto today. If you do own a home, you got an easy way to get tens or even hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash out of your home's equity. They've got a ton of options for helping you tap into. All you got to do is call them and or go to the website, loanpronto.com. They will help you get the cash you need to get back on solid footing. Most homeowners who end up doing this end up wiping out their credit card debt, cutting their monthly expenses by about $1,000. And again, no shame in it, man. Didn't mean to end up here. You don't have to keep stressing about money. Call Loan Pronto today for fast debt relief using the equity in your home that you've earned. 619-207-4336 or loanpronto.com. 619-207-4336 or loanpronto.com. They can handle everything for you. Equal housing lender, NMLS 1661781. Subject to lender approval, NMLSconsumerAccess.org. Normally at 8, the old Ben and Woods reset, the hard reset, you know, get just spent two hours arguing about Rafael Devers or, you know, the bullpen or whatever it is, and then we reset. But the group dog came in, grabbed the 8 o'clock slot, so we'll reset here. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Phantom. Woodsy, that's Paul Reindel. Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. You guys are amazing. Happy Mother's Day to my wife, Hannah, and, of course, my mom, Marcia, who is just the ultimate warrior, beast.
I think we do this every year on this day.
Yeah.
Is it more Marcia's weekend or Hannah's weekend? Like, I don't have kids, but instinct tells me when you have children and you're married, it becomes your wife's day.
Correct.
More than your mom's day. And I think maybe the mom probably recognizes
that.
Yeah,
my mom gets it.
Right?
100%. 100%. That's how it goes.
Or do you just say, well, Hannah's not my mom.
Yeah, that would go. Mom. I think that'd go over really well.
You should try that.
This weekend, just say, what's the big deal? You're not my mom. Bo and Taylor are supposed to be celebrating, or are they not?
I got my own mom to celebrate.
I would celebrate my mom, Marcia. How would that go? Not great.
Unfortunately, we may not make it to Mother's Day because of this story that I just saw.
Right?
Yeah. Are you worried about this? So
no.
I just read this. In 1972, the Soviet Union launched a spacecraft that was intended to make it to Venus, but it never got there. It's a 1,000-pound, half-ton titanium spacecraft. And apparently, it's going to fall back to Earth sometime tomorrow. And they don't know where. It's impossible.
What do you mean they don't know where?
It's impossible to predict at this point. It's going to come down somewhere and crash into the Earth. Now, the astronomers who are in charge say the odds are infinitesimally small that it will hit a populated area. But it could. It could come right down into downtown San Diego or Manhattan. It just is the luck of the draw at this point.
Now, could land on your house.
It could land on your house.
Cool.
More than likely, it'll come down in water because the Earth is covered mostly in water, or in an unpopulated, desolate region like the Sahara Desert or Siberia or something.
Why would you think it just automatically would come down in a desolate area? Why wouldn't it drop down in Cleveland?
Because there's way more desolate areas than populated areas. It's simply, you know,
math.
It's just the math of the situation. But that's the only thing they're relying on, because the batteries are long dead, the parachutes are expected to be useless. This thing is coming in hot at hundreds of miles an hour.
Oh, God.
And while some of it will burn up, they think it's titanium, probably most of it's going to make it all the way to the ground
now,
tomorrow.
Chris said it could be the size of a tennis ball when it reaches.
It depends on how much burns up, but it's titanium, so you know it's designed to withstand some of that.
El Carlos says, "I've seen enough movies to know it's falling in New York." Yeah, yeah, no doubt. You are absolutely right. Huh. I wasn't worried about it. Now I'm a little worried. I'm going to be kind of looking up.
Just a hair. I mean, just a little bit. Spherical in shape. 3 feet across. So it's small, but packing more than 1,000 pounds. That's a heavy 3 feet across.
Can we shoot it down or something? Again, I've also seen
Armageddon.
Movies. Yes.
Yeah. Or Deep Impact.
Yes. Happy Mother's Day, everybody.
Yeah, Happy Mother's Day, everyone. Don't look up. Or look up.
Happy Friday news from Ben, says Go Aztecs.
That was pretty depressing.
No, I just saw that and was like, I mean, keep an eye out in the sky just in case tomorrow.
I'm trying to think where I would want it to land. In the ocean. But then it's in the ocean.
It's just like a 3 feet across. It's not huge. It just would do a lot of damage if it hit something.
What would it do if it
hit by a truck?
hit by a Soviet spacecraft?
Hit by a truck?
Call the Barnes firm.
Hit by a truck?
Hit by a truck?
1-800-8-MILLION.
Lit on fire? Kicked in a nut? What got into you?
Strangled to death?
God! Beaten by a baseball bat?
Hit by a truck?
Hit by a truck? You channeled your inner Hacksaw so hard.
It does sound like
Club
that.
Pilates.
Hit by a truck.
The best Pilates to ever. Pilates is Club Pilates. Hit by a truck. Are you a fat F? Get to Club.
Hey, Jay, this is Hacksaw.
Get to Club Pilates right away if you are a fat F. It's incredible.
Right now, today, we're offering you five classes for $50 at Club Pilates, San Diego's premier Pilates studio. Club Pilates offers the most Pilates classes and reformer classes in San Diego.
Yeah.
Conveniently located off Marina Boulevard, right in the heart of San Diego.
That's right. It would be like somebody handing me a copy for Loan Pronto, and I pronounce it Loan Pronto.
Check out
Loan Pronto.
Pronto.
For the best Loans that you can find. Loan Pronto.
Hit by a truck.
Hit by a truck. Good Lord. It is so, so good. Oh. Yeah, what if the satellite hits Club Pilates? I hope they are all cleared out.
God. Maybe it'll hit Coors Field.
I hope not. The guys are in there, man.
Well, if it happened during a non-game time, the Padres have never done well there, so.
Rod says, can I send my mother-in-law in to soften the impact? Rod, good Lord, man. Club Pilates. Hit by a truck. Good, brilliant. We got any take on Woods here?
We'll need a contestant. You can call in right now. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. Want to play our musical trivia challenge and try to qualify for the trip to Las Vegas and the tickets to Bruno Mars. Dial us up now. We'll check traffic, and then we'll play our game coming up next here on 97.3 The Fan. All right, the calls are coming in while we try to figure out who's going to be our contestant. I will tell you that today's game of Take on Woods is brought to you by Bay Alarm Security and Fire Alarms for every business. We got you. Woods has left the studio, so I can go with any of these, Paulie?
Yeah, I tried to pull one, and I could not hear him.
Oh, all right. I'm going with line four today. Caller, who's this?
Hello.
Is this Richard?
Oh, there it was. Are you still there?
I am. I am.
All right. Who's this?
This is Richard.
All right, Richard, you're calling in for Take on Woods?
I'll try.
All righty. That doesn't sound like you have a tremendous amount of confidence.
I like the confidence,
but
Richard.
Hey, you know what? Anything can happen in this game. Five questions of musical trivia. If you can beat or tie Woods, you will qualify for the grand prize drawing trip to Las Vegas to see Bruno Mars in concert at the Dolby Live at Park MGM September 3rd. Two nights at the Park MGM and a $100 gift card. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. You have the advantage of picking our category and knowing the topic beforehand. Your choices are All Aboard. You can tell that that is a train-related category. Pop Fly. That is a two-second song category with the word fly in every answer. And V is for Victory. Five bands whose names all begin with the letter V. So, All Aboard, Pop Fly, or V is for Victory. Richard, what would you like to play?
Let's go Pop Fly.
Pop Fly. All right. We got 2 second songs again. I think we did this on Wednesday. So it is 60 seconds. You will have five different songs. To score a point, you need to identify both the song title and the artist. And if you don't know, you can pass. We'll come back to it if there's time left on the clock. But again, all five song titles will include the word fly. I think this one's doable, but it's also doable for Woods, so keep that in mind, Richard. Paulie, are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right, Richard, you ready to play?
As ready as I am.
All right, put your turn up your phone or volume or whatever. 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins when Paulie plays our first song, the category Pop Fly. Good luck, Richard. Let's take on Woods.
Oh. Pass.
Song number two.
Oh, God. Oh, blanks. Blanks going right now. Pass.
Song number three.
Get away. Oh, gosh.
Remember the category.
Fly. Oh, gosh. Oh, I'm drawing blanks.
Song number
you
four.
You got me on this one. You got me again,
they're
man.
Getting tougher. Right. Song number five.
you got me at the wrong time. Fly for a white guy, Offspring.
Yes!
I didn't get that
back,
one.
Go back to number one. All right, got one.
It's got the word
fly in it.
Starts with the word fly. I don't know that anyone's ever gotten question number five and none of the other four.
Yeah.
But you did get Pretty Fly for a White Guy by The Offspring.
Unfortunately, Richard, I'm pretty
the
confident.
The rest of them, you didn't do. Why don't we just let Woods come in
he's
and play
get,
and then we'll.
Get five
I think
them.
He's going to get all five. I really do, Richard. Thank you for playing.
Never know.
Never know. He doesn't get the category. I don't want to put any pressure on you. I think you're going to go 5 for 5 today.
Good.
So keep that in mind. 60 seconds on the clock. It's all 2 second songs as well.
All right.
Your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck, Woods. Let's take on Richard.
That's Steve Miller Band. Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. What's the name of the song?
Maybe you should pass.
All right, pass.
Song number two.
That's Learn to Fly. By Foo Fighters.
Correct.
And that Steve Miller was Fly Like an Eagle.
Correct. Song number three.
That's Fly Away, Lenny Kravitz.
Song number four.
That's Fly By Night, Rush.
And song number five.
It's Def Leppard. Wait.
No!
Oh,
no! That's incorrect. I have to take the first answer.
Oh, you're right.
It is not Def Leppard.
It is, though.
Who is it now?
I don't know.
It's The Offspring.
Offspring.
Oh, it's also Def Leppard.
Pretty Fly for a White Guy.
Damn it.
Four that's is a win.
From a Def Leppard song.
Actually, too. It's funny. Richard only got that one.
What?
The only one he got was that one. It's the only one you missed of the four in the category Pop Fly.
All right. So people are laughing at me saying it's not Def Leppard. It is. It's Def
Leppard.
So that's that. Now look up Def Leppard.
Woods knows a lot. I trust his knowledge here. That is the start of Pretty Fly for a White Guy, though.
But hang on. I got something to say. It's better to burn out than fade away. Rock on.
Rock of Ages?
Yes. Hit it.
I'll find it. Listen. Feel free to talk.
Okay. No. I'm too fascinated. I want to hear it very clearly when you find
Pyromania,
it.
Pyromania. Sorry.
Pyromania?
Yeah.
Not Rock of
no,
Ages?
No, it's Rock of Ages.
No, oh, that's the album.
That's the album. Pyromania.
Like the beginning?
Yeah, very beginning.
It's loading.
It is.
Told you.
I'm not some moron.
But
here.
It did, then it goes different. Then it's different after that.
I didn't know they sampled that.
I didn't either.
How interesting.
Ooh. Learn something every day.
I was so nervous that cost me the game. I was all like, no, it's Def Leppard.
I would not have known that. Well, I didn't know that. I'm the one who put the questions together.
You weren't a big Def Leppard guy?
Or an Offspring guy.
I wasn't a big Offspring guy, but I was a huge Def Leppard fan back in the 80s.
Oh, I was driving yesterday.
But only one fits the category, that's which true. Is the word fly.
I know, like, top singles are usually not everyone's favorite songs from bands that they like.
Yeah.
You know, they get overplayed or too commercialized.
Sometimes
whatever,
they're the best.
Pour Some Sugar on Me came on Shuffle.
I hate that song.
And I,
oh, it, damn it.
I love the opening riff.
Come on.
The opening riff. I love it every time.
They have so many songs.
Of course they do.
Songs.
And according
I'm not
to
saying it was their best song.
According to this, Gunter Gleben Glauten Globen is just a nonsense phrase in German. Doesn't mean anything at all.
Save him saying that, please. For some reason, we call a German sex store or something. Gunter Gleben Glauben Globen.
Gunter Gleben Glauben Globen.
By the way, I hated that when I was a kid. I hate it now. It makes my skin crawl and makes my taint swell up.
Is it better if Ben does it?
It's better if Ben does it, for sure. For sure. So yeah, we will save that for some reason. I don't know why. You never know. It's like a Swiss Army knife of drops, just in case we need Ben.
You know, Polly has the most extensive archive and selection on the planet of Ben drops. No
so
one has more.
That's a good point. Doomslayer says it's the same thing as Inagata Davida. It doesn't really mean anything, right? They just wrote it because it sounded cool or whatever.
Sometimes you need words that rhyme.
God, I hated
it. I hated it when I was a kid. I hate it now. It makes me makes my skin crawl. Holy smokes. That was great. That was great. Thank you for playing. I haven't lost in a while. Feels good.
Yeah, you've been hot this month. We did have the qualifier from Real or Fake yesterday, but no one's won. Take on Woods or even tied this month. Some good news for the San Diego Padres. You saw it last night. Leodalis DeVries is up to the number 7 prospect in all of baseball, according to Baseball America's re-rankings. They did their first reevaluation after the first month of the minor league season. And
where did he start the season?
I think he was in the teens
somewhere.
So, you know, this is a jump up into the top 10. And obviously the trend is outstanding for Leodalis DeVries and how he's been playing so far.
It's, I don't follow it as much as I should, probably. There was that couple of week period where you couldn't log on to Twitter without seeing a Leodalis DeVries highlight. Has he cooled off immensely? I saw the jump up to number 7. Was that based on those 2 weeks, or is he still mashing? Is he still, you know, doing his thing? I have no idea. I just haven't seen
I mean, he was the player of the
month
in the Midwest League. So that was based on the first month of the season, the re-rankings. You know, what he's done in this last week. Yeah, I haven't seen as many omnipresent Leo DeVries highlights as I did in the first month.
No, I haven't either.
Don't know if he's cooled off. I know defensively he still struggled a bit. Made some good plays. Has made a lot of errors. I don't think there's any discussion about bringing Leodalis DeVries, you know, up to the big leagues anytime soon. Again, something they're looking towards the future, maybe next season at some point.
Ooh.
And that would still be an aggressive timeline.
Good exercise here. Satan's Blowfish in the chat says, got to see if any of the guys we traded have made their way back onto the list, because I think when we started, there wasn't anybody on there. But, you know, I think there's, I was watching the Marlins the other day. I saw Graham Pauly stride to the plate, and I went, oh, my God, I had forgotten about
watching the Marlins.
Graham
I saw
Pauly.
Lake Bacher going into pitch.
Oh,
I mean, you can't watch a Major League Baseball game without seeing an ex-Padres prospect going into the game. Whether they're making an impact, whether they would have ever made the big leagues with the Padres, I don't know. But there's a bunch of them that are at least in the big leagues right now. James Wood, of course, is
mashing. He's a star. He's going to be a star. So is Mackenzie Gore. David J. From Mad Friar says, yes, he's still leading the Midwest League in slugging. He said, have Clark back on to talk about it, our buddy Clark Fahrenholt. We absolutely will do that. Probably maybe even next week, get Clark back on, get an update on what's going on in the minors for the San Diego Padres.
All right, we've got 1 hour to go here.
Paulie
will have some headlines with our Rondle report all coming up. More looking ahead to the Padres Rocky series. Should Woods be as nervous as he is
Yes.
about the Padres taking on the Colorado Rockies? It is all ahead with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.